الله الله الحمد لله والشكر لله على ما هدانا
سبحان الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إنك قلت في كتابك المنذر شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن، وهذا شهر رمضان قد تصرم، وأسألك بوجهك الكريم وكلماتك التامة إن كان بي علي ذنب لم تغفره لي أو تريد أن تعذبني عليه. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم إن هذا يوم الذي جعلته للمسلمين عيدا، ولمحمد صلى الله عليه وآله ذخرا وشرفا وكرامة ومزيدا. أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, after completion of holy month of Ramadan, today is the day of the reward for Mu'mineen and Mu'minat. This is the day that has been designated for Mu'mineen and believers, a day of Eid, a day of celebration, a day that they celebrate for their duties that are being completed in the holy month of Ramadan. Day of Eid is the day to return towards our origin, to return towards our natures, and that is pure nature that is designated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. Can I request brothers and sisters to pay attention, please? If you are moving, please stay quiet and move. Please say salawat all together. A return towards our pure nature that is being placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and its origin is Allah. And on each day after holy month of Ramadan, we return towards our pure nature. Holy month of Ramadan is also being said as an example for the day of judgment, a day when we will complete all our responsibilities and we will stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are various resemblances that are being said about this day. In the hadith of Amirul Mu'mineen, that khutbah that Imam has said on the day of Eid al-Fitr, I would like to say the quotation of that khutbah of our Mawla Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu was salam. As Imam said, أيها الناس, O the people, إن يومكم هذا يوم ثياب فيه المحسنون. This is a day that good doers and all those people, those who are being obedient during the holy month of Ramadan, will receive rewards. ويخسر فيه المبتلون. And all those who wronged during this month, they are in loss. So today there are two types of people. People those who are sad those who could not complete their duties. And there must be people, those who are happy and satisfied. And that is the example of the Day of Judgment, a day when we will stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them, they are going to receive the verdict from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the angels that they are in loss, and some other they are going to be successful. Their prosperity on that day, it's been practiced today. You can see how Allah is merciful, how He is kind upon the human being, that He just asked the duty, a responsibility for a month, and after a month He gave a day that you can be pleased, you can be happy and satisfied. That is the sign that a day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be providing us that happiness and satisfaction. O believers, let us get ready for that day. Amirul Mu'mineen says, هو يوم أشبه بيوم قيامكم فاذكروا بخروجكم من منازلكم إلى مصلاكم خروجكم من الأجداد إلى ربكم. This is the day that is a complete resemblance of your day when you'll be standing on the Day of Judgment, because that is the day that you will get out of your graves and you will be called towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you get out of your houses, that means getting out of the graves and standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, وَذْكُرُوا بِوَقُوفِكُمْ فِي مُصَلَّاكُمْ. When you come into the place where you like to perform your prayer, وَقُوفُكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَبِّكُمْ, that on the Day of Judgment, how you will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This reminds us, when we come for the prayer, it is a reminder that a day we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that wukuf is equal to the wukuf that we have on the Day of Eid al-Fitr. And then Imam said, وَذْكُرُوا بِرُجُوعَكُمْ إِلَىٰ مَنَازِلِكُمْ, when you like to return towards your houses. رُجُوعَكُمْ إِلَىٰ مَنَازِلِكُمْ إِلَىٰ الْجَنَّةِ, that how you are going to return after your place is being designated in paradise, and you will be asked to move to your places, to the paradise. Going back from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going back from place which is musalla and prayer place, that is the worship. It reminds us that a day we will return towards our original place, that is the paradise, where we come out of that. So brothers and sisters, today is the day of reminding, a very important day, and let us prepare ourselves for that day. I hope all those who have been able to complete their charity of their bodies, as fasting was charity of their body, and after completion of charity of their body, they have been able to give charity from their wealth by giving the fitrah. Fitrah is purification of our wealth, sharing with our brothers and sisters, and with those who cannot celebrate, bringing them together that they can celebrate the Eid as well. Brothers and sisters, Islam is a social religion that acquired us that when you like to celebrate at that time, don't celebrate alone, but you should bring the society, the needy people of the society, that they can stand with you and they can also celebrate, make them happy. So this also is a reminder that in our daily life, in our ordinary life, we need to be assistance to the brothers and sisters, those who are needy. It's not only Eid day. Let us pledge before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will continue giving of charity of our bodies and giving the charity of our wealth, that we can be prosper in this world and hereafter. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، فقال أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام: اذكروا عباد الله إن أدنى ما للصائمين والصائمات أن يناديهم ملك في آخر يوم في شهر رمضان: ابشروا عباد الله فقد قد غفر لكم ما سلف من ذنوبكم فانظروا كيف تكونون فيما تستأنفون. Dear brothers and sisters, Amir al-Mu'mineen continues by saying that, O servants of Allah, remember that one of the least benefit that you are going to have from the fasting, that an angel is going to call on the last day of holy month of Ramadan. Ibshiru ibadallahi, oh the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to get good tidings news. Faqad ghafarakum ma salaf min dhunubikum, today your old sins are being forgiven. That is the least benefit that we have from holy month of Ramadan. Amir al-Mu'mineen did not say whole rewards of the day of Eid. He said this is the least benefit of holy month of Ramadan, that all your sins that you have committed in the past are going to be forgiven. That means after holy month of Ramadan, we become like a newborn baby. It is a new birth. It is a spiritual birth after holy month of Ramadan. And let us keep that sanctity after holy month of Ramadan until next year of holy month of Ramadan. Let us protect the benefits that we have achieved during this holy month of Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, as today it is Friday and also it is the day of Eid, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bless this day and may Allah send peace and blessing upon all the Muslim Ummah with the reappearance of Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. As we have a new beginning in the world we live with many challenges, and the challenges of the world day by day are becoming complicated challenges, and especially the challenges that Muslim Ummah faces today. We as Muslims need to be aware of the challenges that we are facing in the world today. One of the most important challenges that Muslim Ummah is facing, and especially the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they need to be aware of that. That is the challenge of divide and rule. One of the plots of enemies today, that is divide and rule. And they started this struggle by various ways. Since centuries, they have not been successful in this plot. But unfortunately, by the assistance of so-called Muslims, those who call themselves as Salafis or Takfiris, that we call them as a Takfiri, they became as a tool for the Muslim community to be divided. And it is warning for all the Muslims around the world that we need to be wise. We have to take wise decisions. Whenever we like to do anything at that time, we should not add, we should not assist with the enemies of Islam. We should not do any act that is going to be helpful for the enemies of Islam, that they can divide us more. We have to try to do utmost struggle that we can stand together and we can stay united. Let us make this plot of enemies fail by our unity. And that is what our leader emphasizes in all his speeches. That is one of the most important obligations for a Muslim today, and especially for the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, that they have to be the people, those who invite other people towards the unity. Sometimes I hear those type of the arguments that other people, they like to divide, and why we have to do that. Let me answer, brothers and sisters, it is our responsibility to invite towards the unity, because we believe in the true path. We believe in the path that is path of Holy Prophet, that is true Muhammadan Islam. Our first Imam invited towards the unity, and he was symbol of the unity. Our second Imam invited towards the unity, and all our Aimma alayhim salam, they became symbol of the unity. And anybody who follows the path of Aimma alayhim salam, it is their duty that they have to invite towards the unity. And today, if you look at the statements, as statement of Maraji that has been read, it is important that we follow the institution, that is institution of our Maraji and institution of our leader, that we need to establish the unity within the Muslim Ummah. And unfortunately, this Takfiri so-called Muslim have become as a cancer for the Muslim Ummah. They have become as a cancer for the Muslim Ummah. And we need to cut that cancer with the tool of the unity. Unity is best way that we can cut this cancer from the body of Muslim Ummah. Please say salawat. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Second, a plot of enemies, there are barbaric acts, bloodshed, killing, a chaotic situation in the Muslim countries, sometimes cutting the pieces of the bodies, taking out liver of the people. You can see those actions today live on the websites, while slaughtering the people and saying Allahu Akbar. You can imagine that in Islamic world, those who call themselves as Muslim, these are the people that when they slaughter a human being, by slaughtering a human being, they are naming the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling the name of Allah by saying Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar is a word that needs to be said against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar is a name that needs to be said in the places where we pay our gratitude and we achieve a success. But unfortunately, killing a human being and saying Allahu Akbar, that is barbaric act that we can see. Human being and their bloodshed today, sometimes you see that they are burning the people alive. These are the barbaric acts, and I can say for sure, brothers and sisters, this is a plot of the enemies. It is not from any Muslim, but these are the agents of Zionism, and they are causing all these barbaric acts that they can make it used to. They would like to make the minds of people used to with that, that it becomes norm, that they can commit any type of the action in the future, any brutality in the future. They are making a future that if with the name of Islam this can be done, they would be able to do that as well. Be aware of that, that these are so-called agents of enemies. They are not Muslim and they have nothing to do with Islam. Third plot of enemies, and I would like to emphasize on this to my brothers and sisters, especially to the Shias, that is attacking on the shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And especially as you have seen that recently twice Haram of the daughter of Amirul Mu'mineen Zainab Kubra alayha salatu was salam, has been attacked. But there is a reason that these people, they like to do that. There are reasons. One of the most important reasons, they would like to play with our emotions. They would like to see that how much we can be emotional and what acts we'd like to take. That is to cause chaotic situation, a street fight within the Muslim countries. That plot is very dangerous plot, that they are plotting in the Muslim countries that we can fight with one another, Sunni and Shia. They have to fight. And Shias, wherever they like to act, I would like to advise, and I advise that in my Jummah sermon as well, that in today's world, in this sensitive situation, it is important that we need to think before we take any action. We need to follow the path of our Maraji. They are alive, Alhamdulillah. Our institution is alive. Our Rahbar is alive. Do not take law and order in your own hands. When you are going to take law and order in your own hands, we are going to be divided. We are going to be in groups. Let us not to be in groups, but let us be a ummah and followers of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, definitely our feeling becomes hurt. We condemn any act that is going to insult any of the shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and especially shrine of the daughter of Prophet, daughter of Amirul Mu'mineen. That is a place that we would like to sacrifice. Bi abi anta wa ummi ya bint Rasulullah. Our everything is sacrificed. Today our youth, our brothers and sisters are protecting this shrine. And that is our responsibility that we need to protect. But not follow the feelings, but follow the realities. Because if feeling could have been followed, then in Karbala there were a lot more feelings being heard. You can think about this lady that you are protecting today, that you like to raise voice for this lady. Think about that lady, that how much she got hurt. She got hurt sometime on the body of Ali Akbar, sometime on the body of Qasim. Bodies of Shuhada were being brought into the camps, but she was being patient. Sometimes it is said that when two children of Hazrat Zainab were brought into the camp, at that time she said, I sacrificed my children for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I don't like to weep for them. She was not the one who was playing with the feelings, But she was the one who was the most patient personality within the world. Let us follow the path of Zainab Salamullahi Alayha. Fourth plot, and I do not like to prolong, that is the street fight that today our leader also has mentioned in his khutbah, and that is very important, that in various countries, enemies of Islam, they are trying that if they can have street fight, destabilization of the countries, and especially you can see in Egypt, in Pakistan, in Iraq, these countries, you can hear every day attacks. In the recent days, in Pakistan, an attack happened on a jail. The attack on the jail, they took 254 people from the jail, and after that they slaughtered six mu'mineen in that jail. Six mu'mineen were being slaughtered in that jail. You can see this is an act that they would like to have a fight in the streets, and they would like that if they can see the countries, they are not stabilizing. We need to protect our countries. And as the leader said today to the Egyptian people, that they have to be wise, I think, follow that path. And we need to think about any country that where we live. We need to keep law and order, and we need to fight against enemies of Islam, that we can be a community, a ummah, that becomes prosperous in this world and takes wise actions. Dear brothers and sisters, especially living in Houston, as I insisted in the past as well, that let us not to be divided into the centers, Husseinias, mosques. Mosques should not divide us. Mosques should be a way to unite us. And if any of the mosque, any of the center becomes divided, let us leave the center. If any of the alim that calls towards the division, let us leave that alim. If any of the speaker speaks against the unity, let us leave that speaker, because we do not want to have any speaker that becomes against our institutions, that becomes against our leadership. In today's world, it is really important that we need to have that unity, brotherhood, and let us work for that. We need to do whatever we can, that we can have a community in the Houston with the brotherhood, and like a family, living like a family in their own home. Whatever center we go, that center has to be a source of brotherhood, not the source of division. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can see the time of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide this opportunity. We can pray a salat Eid behind Imam of the age. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can support the cause of Islam. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته